5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 225 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was someone prank calling in the middle of the night, or was it something much more ominous?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, then you need to become a premium subscriber, and you can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free there. You could sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here with me today.
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and brag about myself, but I have a new hip.
You do.
I do. And it's fancier than most people's. It's titanium.
I do have to say that it's been kind of a crazy couple of weeks.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's one of those things we were talking about it earlier today, you and I. You know, when women are pregnant, you remember how wonderful it was to have this child and all that. It's kind of like that with the hip replacement. People are like, oh, my God, best thing I ever did. But they don't tell you about it. It's kind of traumatizing.
They've kind of forgot about those first few days after the replacement.
It's, like, it's not all fun and games.
That's right. That's right. No, it's not. But, you know, I do think that we're seeing a little light at the end of the tunnel, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, the tunnel's still a long ways away.
The tunnel's definitely down there.
But, you know, we're starting to see some light. And I think you're up and you're moving and you're doing things better. You've done really well, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that anytime you have anything done, you want to be better right away. I think we're all into this instant gratification these days.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'll go get my hip replacement, but I've got a marathon to run in 2 weeks, so let's get this thing going. And it's not like that. I'm on day 11 right now. And like, yeah, I have to walk with a cane. Sometimes I need a walker. It's just, that shit sucks. But I'm walking.
That's right.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah. And so, if you would think about it compared to the pain you had before.
Oh, my God.
You know, it maybe isn't, I don't know, as bad. Or maybe it's, you know, not worse.
It's just different.
Yeah.
It's different, you know. It's a different kind of pain, and it's just weird. But anyway, I got a new part. Yeah. So yeah, that's what's been going on with me. And let's talk about ghosts, because you know, kind of feels like something normal.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, this prank phone call thing, I'm interested to see just like when this happened, because prank phone calls have almost kind of become a thing of yesterday.
Yeah, and this was quite a while ago. And so that's why when I read the story, I'm like, is it someone, are these two things even connected?
Right.
Is there two different things going on? So here's the story. It says, when I was 19, I had my first apartment. My daughter was 1 year old and my mother came to look at my apartment. She said something was not right in there. She was sensitive to everything. A month went by and I was sleeping in my bedroom. It was a one bedroom. My daughter was in her crib and the phone would ring downstairs. I would go down to answer, but no one on the other end. This was 1989.
Okay.
Shit like that happened all the time. So there were no cell phones, just landlines. The next night, the same thing happened. The phone would ring. I would go down and answer. No one was at the other end. This time I noticed the time. It was after 3 a.m. I was a young mother, and the dread would come over me when the phone rang at night. It was a nice fall day, and I decided to go for an outing with my daughter to enjoy the day. And upon returning, I noticed my door was left open a little. I knew for a fact I had locked it. I started panicking and left for my parents' home. I didn't want to go back there alone. I was too afraid. My brother came back with me to stay the night. He slept on the couch downstairs next to where the phone was, and the whole night the phone didn't ring. Days went on, and I started feeling okay being alone and living alone for the first time with my daughter. A few weeks went by, and once again the phone rang, echoing up the stairs early in the morning. My body froze. I looked at my clock. It was after 3 a.m., I went downstairs and picked up the phone. This time, I didn't say anything. There was no one on the line. My older sister, who I confided in, said she would stay with me for a few days. I didn't want to tell my mom because she didn't think I was ready to live on my own, and I wanted to prove her wrong. My sister stayed with me for a few days, and everything was fine. No creepy feelings, no phone calls late at night. One night, I said to my sister, "You sleep in my bed, and I'll take the couch." So that night, we went to bed. She was upstairs. I was on the couch. That night, I woke up to something I swear was evil. It was behind me, and I could hear it breathing. I could see all black behind me, and I was scared, and I tried to yell to my sister, but the words would not come out. I was paralyzed with fear. I closed my eyes, said a prayer, and it was gone. That was 34 years ago, and I never forgot it. I moved out shortly after that. And whatever was in my apartment, I felt it was evil. Thank you for listening. I've never told this story to anyone, only to my sister. So see what I mean? I think it could be two different things.
Okay, what are you thinking?
First off, when the mom, she gets her own new apartment with her and her daughter, which would be a big step. Mm-hmm. And then your mom, who you know is sensitive, comes in and she's like, I don't feel so good about this place. Then that's going to put a thought in your brain right there.
Oh, true.
But I think the phone calls at 3 a.m. could have been somebody just calling. I don't know that that has anything to do with what she felt.
It could have been, but I don't know. I kind of feel, personally, I kind of feel like they are connected. Because there is just a horrible feeling when you pick up that phone and there's no one on the other end, 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, could it have been a person? I suppose it could have. But I don't know. Something about it. And then she wakes up to this other entity thing that really bothered her and scared her. And the door was open. Now, could somebody have done it all? I suppose so. But it does feel like there's something creepy about it. I don't know.
And there have been times like I've left my house and not got the door shut the whole way, but it's different depending on your lock. You might have to close the door and do it with a key so you would know you locked the door.
Right, right. I don't know. I kind of am with her. I kind of feel like maybe they're related. I kind of do.
But they could also be two separate things. It could be...
You could have had a weird stalker, and I don't know that that's any better, if you want to know the truth. But...
And I think that's where mine comes from, because I did have a weird stalker guy who would call me. Mm-hmm. It went on for, gosh, a year and a half, at least. And the phone would ring. You'd answer it. No one was there. Hang it up. Within a minute, the phone would ring. No one would... And it would do it in pairs. Mm-hmm. Might wait 15 minutes, do it again, might wait an hour, might wait a day.
Yeah.
But to the point, like, I had one of my friends move in with me for a while, and I'm like, hey, I just want to tell you, this is going on at my house. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, it happened. He'd be home, and it'd be like, it happened like 10 times tonight.
Yeah.
And to the point where I called, and this was back in landline days, and I'm like, I think my phone's malfunctioning. And so they looked into it, and they said, it's not your phone. It's somebody calling you. So, I don't know.
It could, yeah, I don't know either, but I have a feeling that there might be some weird connection to this.
But that last thing, when she said she could feel it behind her and could hear it breathing, that creeps me out a lot. Yeah.
And that's just a pretty strong presence. And so I just think maybe the phone calls could be somehow connected.
Mm-hmm.
Could possibly, yeah.
So I don't know, but definitely think there was something. But I also know if, like, especially like someone like you, if you came in this house and you go, I'm feeling something weird about this house, then that would stick with me.
Well, yeah.
You know me.
Yeah.
I would turn it into something huge. So let's go to a caller.
Yes. My name is Dawn, and I was going into my grandma and grandpa's garage. I was working second shift, and my oldest was there at the time, and I was paying my grandma to take care of him. And I walked into the garage, and I didn't turn the light on because I have, you know, I know that garage like the back of my hand. I know exactly where everything is. So I walked right in the garage, and I didn't shut the light off or turn the light on. And as I'm walking into the garage, I'm almost to the door. And all of a sudden, I see underneath the window in the garage, there are these two red eyes. And I looked over, I acknowledged them, but I was like, in my head, I'm like, I'm almost, you know, I'm reaching up to grab the door handle at the moment that I see the eyes. So I wasn't really going to freak out or anything because I was almost to safety, basically. So as I looked over and I saw that, I was reaching for the door and I grabbed the door, had that thought run through my head. And then from over across the garage to right beside me on the other side where the wall is, where there's a bench, where my hand's reaching the door, the eyes, I didn't look back to see if the eyes were there, but whatever was there traveled from there to right beside me in a like a blink of an eye, and it growled, and it scared the living crap out of me. But I was already, you know, 1 foot going into the house and stuff like that. I, for as long as I could remember, I always turned the light on in that garage from that point on out. My girlfriend, Amunda is her nickname. She come over, and we got boys about the same age. And her boyfriend, my friend Thomas, that's how I met her, was through my friend Thomas. They were dating, and we were doing like a card night, me and all of our friends, you know, getting together. And she brought her son over so our kids could play together and stay the night and stuff like that. And so she could hang out with Thomas and have, you know, one-on-one time. I'd, you know, take care of the babies. And her son just started crying. And when I you know, put him down to bed and stuff like that, and her son just started crying and crying and crying and crying. And he wouldn't stop crying. And I went and got Amunda, and I told her, I was like, hey, the baby's not, you know, he won't stop crying. I really think he needs his mom. So she goes in there, and she's trying to calm him down. She can't calm him down. So she ends up leaving. They end up leaving and going home. And as I end up leaving and going home, she calls me back, not even maybe 20 minutes, and she tells me, she goes, I have to tell you something, and you can't get freaked out about this. You can't judge me. You can't, you know, nothing. And I was like, what? You know? And she said, my son in this little room, this house used to be the slave quarters house to this bigger, it's a museum and like on the main drag of the street. Well, the slave house is kind of tucked behind it on the other street, but there never used to be a divider. Like there's a fence up dividing the places now, but they used to be one together. And there's this like fake palm tree that I had in his room to add green into his room for Pop. Well, supposedly my son was in his bed and I made a bed right beside his bed on the floor for her son. And he said while he was laying there in bed, he saw two red eyes up in that that palm tree. And as soon as she told me that, it freaked me out because I saw for myself. I have seen those red two eyes, those two red eyes. So what kind of freaked me out a little was it followed me. My grandma's a very sensitive person. I'm a sensitive. My boys are sensitive. So the crazy part is my grandma doesn't protect herself. I've learned to protect, you know, my kids basically, because my oldest would talk to me about all kinds of scary things that he was seeing and what was going on around him and stuff like that. So I didn't really comprehend stuff at that time in my life. Stuff like that could follow you home. So I thought it was crazy. But as soon as she said that, I told her, I was like, I believe you, dude. I was like, you don't. And they never came back. They never came back to my house. Her son was so scared that they never came back to our house.
I don't blame them.
No. No.
Sorry, love you, but your house. No,
we've had a lot of discussions about whether something can attach itself mm-hmm. to you, follow you, or whatever. And it does seem like it does happen.
I hear that from people all the time, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know, that, and it's more the people who go out investigating it and looking for it, mm-hmm. you know, so, you know, for something to just kind of happen upon it and then it follows you home. But I do think that if you encounter anything weird like that, you need to kind of shut it down and say, you know what, you stay here, you don't follow me home, you don't get to do that.
Yeah, if you can, you know, grasp and get your nerve about you.
I don't know if I saw two red eyes that I would immediately go, you stay here. I'd be like, shit, I don't know what to do.
Well, and, you know, I was thinking, well, could it have just been an animal? You know, like you have a badger or a possum or something in there. Then there's a reflection off the eyes or something. So they have a little glint to them. But it does seem weird that it could just run across the garage and get right next to you and then have the weird glint again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like the light hitting it one time would be one thing, but then if you turn and you move and you're in a whole different direction, the light wouldn't be hitting it the same.
Right.
So that doesn't really add up to me. And then the little boy that saw it in the tree... Well, that's a whole nother, you know.
Is it the same thing or is it a different thing?
I think it's the same.
I mean, what are the odds of just seeing red eyes?
Yeah.
Because I've never seen them once.
Yeah.
Nor do I want to. I'll just put that out there right now.
No.
Don't want to.
I was always very afraid because when we lived in our haunted house when we were growing up, the family that lived before us, one of the kids had told me that... their brother, who was a little bit older, a teenager at the time, had come home, been out late goofing or whatever, their dragon mane, I suppose, and came home. And it's an old house, so you would open the door to the bottom of the stairs. And there was kind of a banister that ran at the top,
yeah,
on the top around there. And he said he started up the stairs and he glanced up and there was these red eyes looking over the banister at him. And, you know, he just took off running up into his room. But so I was always deathly afraid of seeing that. Once mm-hmm. I heard that story, like I could never look up when I went up the stairs.
Because that's the most horrifying dream I ever had in my entire life. Because I was sleeping there in that house and in the bunk beds. I was on the top bunk for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And in my dream, I had this horrible... So I dreamt that I was dreaming.
Okay.
And in my dream, I woke up from a dream that terrified me.
Okay.
But I'm still dreaming all of this. And I threw my legs over the bed. I jumped down and I started running down the stairs. And I got halfway down the stairs and I looked up. And in that same spot, there was this demon-like thing.
Oh.
In that spot. And it was terrifying, which made me wake up in real life. I threw my legs over the bed, jumped off the bed, started to run out of the house, which is what we would always do. And then it hit me. That's exactly what just happened in my dream. And I really, 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 really felt like if I was to run down the stairs, I was going to see
it. You were going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got back in bed.
And there was a bathroom right at that end where that banister rail, where you would like lean over. And it was always super creepy. And it just all had something to do with that area.
Yeah.
Right down there.
For real.
And even the people that lived in that house before us thought the same thing. But that's the closest I came to red eyes. And I didn't see them myself, but I was always so afraid I was going to. So I think maybe you're on the right track with this when you said, you know, if there's any more problems, maybe the thing to do is to try to get up your nerve and say, you know, get away from me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, tell them.
Because if it followed her home, how is it still around her? Has she been able to detach from it?
Exactly. Has she felt any weird vibes, anything weird happening still or not?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've got one more story that you will love.
Oh, I love them.
So it says, I am from the UK and recently worked in the southeast of England. I booked in at a pub in a small town called Rye in East Sussex. I just wanted a place to stay for the night close to one of my customers. So in the morning, I quickly found the pub on booking.com and I thought nothing else about it. When I arrived late in the evening, I pulled up into the car park and I realized it was an old looking pub. On entering, I found out how old. It dates back to 1420.
Ooh, who was the king in 1420? Was it Henry VIII? Or would he have been 15?
Yeah, 15, he was 15.
Okay, so would it have been a Tudor at the time? Or were we back to Lancasters?
King of England.
Not that it makes a bit of difference.
But just for Kathy and I, it does. It was Henry VI.
Oh, okay. So it was a tutor.
Yep.
Okay.
So that would have bugged us all day had we not stopped and looked it up because that.
Okay. That's, so Henry the Sixth.
That's how we roll.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, so it dates back to 1420 with the basement being even older, dating back to the 1100s. That could be Plantagenet.
This could be the Plantagenet.
A quick bit of research on the pub quickly brought up that it was one of the most haunted inns in the UK and regularly has ghost sightings.
Oh, man.
I looked it up and that's true. It says, I found out that room 5 was the one I did not want to stay in with a reputed ghost of a white lady who walks through your room staring at you. I'd rather she just walk through and act like I wasn't there. But the fact that she would walk through and stare at me.
Well, there's an acknowledgement there, right?
Like walking through, that could be residual hauntings. And I'm like, okay, creepy, but she just does this shit all the time.
But if they recognize you, then that's different.
It says, I was in room 27 and was shown room 5 for a laugh. Upon walking in, though, I could feel a very heavy and depressing atmosphere and was glad I didn't get that room. I got to my room and found it a lot better and quite normal. I called it a night and eventually fell asleep, but when I woke up in the morning, I remembered what I had experienced, whether during my sleep or not. I remembered a white lady walking towards my bed and then climbing onto me, pinning me down. She was dressed all in white and had a pale-looking face with white hair. I went to have breakfast and passed it off as just a nightmare. After breakfast, I went to go to work only to find my car key fob had died. I couldn't leave. Well, not until I called my breakdown service anyway. The car battery had to be disconnected and the key had to be rebooted in order for it to work again. Even the breakdown guy had never seen this before. I certainly hadn't. I've been working as a sales rep for 11 years now and have never had this happen to me. Was it just a coincidence that it happened that morning, or was it that I was not meant to leave? Who knows? Other lucky guests have been woken up during the night to footsteps of a man in black walking through their room down the hallway, only to disappear into room 10. One room has a rocking chair that will rock on its own and sometimes has a lady staring at you from it. What is up with a lady staring at you there?
Yeah.
The most weird of all is a room where you can hang your coat next to the fireplace only to wake up in the morning to find it dripping wet. The pub is called the Mermaid Inn. I certainly won't forget my stay there. Keep up the good work. Love the show, Rob.
Fascinating.
And I looked it up, and that is a place, and they say it is one of the most haunted places in that area.
So what do you think about this dream?
I think maybe it was more than a dream.
I'm wondering that too.
I do, because it kind of fits that white lady. She was dressed in all white. It kind of fits the other lady.
Well, and you were just talking about having a dream where something happened.
Yeah.
And like you started downstairs and saw this thing. Did that really happen to you?
Right. Or could it have happened to me? I don't know.
Right. And so in this one, was he really being...
The key fob thing. You know, that... You know, anything battery operated like that, they tend to drain in places like that. So that just makes me think that's all connected.
I think so, too.
I think that all had to do with where he was staying. Was it a coincidence that it happened that morning? Absolutely not. I don't think it was a coincidence.
I don't either. I think definitely whatever, you know, spirit, whatever energy in that room drained it.
I think so, too.
And I don't think the dream was, I mean, he might have been in a dream state, but I think something really did happen.
I do too. But yeah, I read a couple articles about the Mermaid Inn and very haunted.
What do you think about a wet, dripping coat?
I don't know. It almost makes you wonder, you know, not having been there, not seeing the setup, like, is there a leak in the roof?
I know.
Right above the where you would hang one's coat?
But I doubt it. And I'm sure, you know... The fact that it's called the Mermaid Inn and then to have a wet coat is interesting.
I never even thought about that, but you're right.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I thought that was a really good story. I knew you'd like that one. So if you have a real ghost story, we sure would like to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive, you can sign up today through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS. The list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the app. That's Rakuten.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal.
$50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.